AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The Reverend Theodore Hesburgh has died at 97. The former Notre Dame president transformed the school into one known almost as much for academics as football. Receiving the Congressional Gold Medal in 2000, Hesburgh said he would continue his work around the world, which included issues such as civil rights, immigration, peaceful uses of nuclear energy, and third world development.
I like to be able to tell myself that if the Holy Spirit stays with me, then I trust he or she will, and somehow he gives me a few more years to keep trying, I'm not about to leave the ball game.
Hesburgh spent 35 years at the Notre Dame helm, earning a reputation as one of the nation's top Catholic educators. While the investigation into Tuesday's train truck collision in Oxnard, California continues, the driver of the pickup has been released from jail. NTSB member Robert Sumwalt says Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez's son told investigators that his father didn't know the area.
We will obtain his cell phone records. We'll determine if he may have been using some sort of electronic mapping device.
His attorney says his client accidentally turned onto the tracks, then ran for his life as the train approached. They had vowed to repeal President Obama's immigration policies, but it appears House Republicans may leave those policies in place for now and approve short-term funding to prevent a partial shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Jay Johnson hopes it doesn't come to a shutdown.
Approximately 30,000 DHS employees will be furloughed, including most of our headquarters staff.
The deadline for action is midnight Friday. Two men suspected of vandalizing a historic military structure at a national park north of San Francisco had to be rescued by authorities. They got stranded on a cliff while trying to escape. This is AP Radio News. Investigators have recovered 32,000 emails related to a former IRS official at the heart of the agency's Tea Party scandal.
The emails were to and from Lois Lerner, who used to head the IRS division that processes applications for tax-exempt status. Last June, the IRS told Congress it had lost an unknown number of Lerner's emails when her computer hard drive crashed in 2011. At the time, IRS officials said the emails could not be recovered, but at a congressional hearing, IRS Deputy Inspector General Timothy Camus said investigators recovered thousands of emails from old computer tapes used to back up the agency's email system, but they don't know how many of them are new. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Kanye West on Twitter is saying sorry to Beck. He went on the social media site to publicly apologize to the musician who won four trophies at the Grammys earlier this month. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.